podcast is intended for mature audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homiecast. Your personal discretion is advised.
Good morning, Gloucester. This is Alicia Unleashed, episode 52.
Woo-hoo.
Yes, we have a special guest in the house. We have the one and only Kevin Bacon.
Hello, everyone.
Thank you.
Yes. We are all very, very excited to have you. It's been a while.
I was actually listening back to a few podcasts today to reference for a conversation that we're going to have later in the podcast. And I was like, oh my God, every podcast we talked about, I miss Kevin Bacon. We need to get Kevin Bacon back. I feel like we've been subliminally, come on, universe. Give me Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, and we have her. And here she is.
Here I am.
And B-side.
What up?
So there is so much to talk about and so much to start with. So I guess let's talk about what is the biggest thing going on right now that's coming this weekend. And that is the Patriots.
Woo-hoo.
Just came out of a weekend of football.
Yes.
All weekend long.
Big weekend.
Mm. Big weekend. Big weekend, which was awesome. And then we're getting ready to play them this Sunday.
Yes, we are.
We have a lot of things. We have a lot of football talk tonight.
Wow.
I feel like we're
the Homiecast.
Well, I guess we should because the Homiecast isn't coming on anytime soon.
Actually,
so
it's been 4 months, almost 4 months since we've heard from them.
Holy shit.
Yep.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So I guess we should, take on that responsibility right now.
Represent.
Fair enough.
And represent. We're representing Homiecast right now.
Oh.
So we're going to talk about Antonio Brown.
Yes.
Okay. Why don't you brief us on this?
So after the Steelers won, they were back in their locker room and he was Facebook Live. For about 15 minutes of Facebook Live.
Did he know why he was Facebook Live?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
oh,
so
sure.
Okay, so
his coach didn't know, but he knew.
So the thing is that Coach Tomlin is talking about, stay off social media. Don't get, this, that, whatnot. And as he's doing that, Brown's sitting there giggling in the background. I'm on social media. And so comes out that the coach had said that New England had a day and a half on them, and that when they come to see these assholes, we'll be ready for them. Like, okay, and you're in the heat of the moment, you're getting all fired up,
Yeah, you can't blame them, but that just gives the Patriots fuel.
But the thing is that I feel like the New England's response, with the exception of a new development. We're pretty class act about it. Obviously, in Bill we trust. He was like, I'm not an Insta-face and
Yeah. That was an awesome meme. That was great.
Or Snap-face and whatnot. Like, that was pretty... He actually did say that.
Right.
And so, what's also interesting is that Antonio... They did mention that Brown will have reprimands for whatever he did.
Oh.
He was also filming without people's knowledge. Filming people without their knowledge.
Rules.
Yeah.
Oh.
So there's that. And then Edelman just came out and said something. I think it was like today. And Roethlisraper said, that's okay, my... that's right, Craig. I said it. had come out and said, that's okay, our Lombardi trophies will show how good we run. And I'm like, all right. And then someone started, like, there was this, this is why I unfollowed some people on my Facebook, is because they brought up the once a cheater, always a cheater. And then they brought up, hey, Edelman, remember that time you went on Tinder and slept with that girl and she put you on Snapchat and took a picture and made it go viral? I'm like, okay, that was after her Super Bowl win, like, party, parade, and, you know...
Who wouldn't take a picture of you?
He didn't do it. She did it. Like,
it would just be on Snapchat. It would be on Instagram, Facebook, and everything else. I can put it on.
Yeah, like, tattooed on the back.
No kidding. It's Julian Edelman.
But I'm like, says the dude that looks like 80 sacks of potatoes. Okay, buddy. I'm like, I'm like, oh. So I have a few friends that are saying some hateful things. I'm like, listen, even when the Raiders were in this game, like, I was panicking. I'm like, oh, me and my Raiders friends might have a problem. And then we didn't. Right. All of a sudden, these people, all these fucking 49er fans out there are like, go Steelers. I'm like, excuse me? I'm like, are you still bitter? I'm like, I'm pretty sure you kicked our ass at one point. I'm like, all right.
So now the other topic and article that came out is Goodell.
Yes. So Roger Goodell went to Atlanta for the NFC game last week, and he has chosen not to come to Foxborough to see the AFC. Anyone sad about this?
And I'm not shocked.
I'm not shocked, and, you know, there was mention of he doesn't know what the New England, like, fans will do. It's like, listen, you're going to get a private entrance. You're going to get private security. No one's going to even see that you're there. You're going to spend maybe, what, 25 minutes there?
Yeah, he's not sitting in the cold in the end zone with everybody else.
No. And you know what? We don't want your bad juju. Like, we don't want
I agree completely.
We don't want your bad energy because then people will not focus.
Right.
And we need them to be focused. Yeah, that's... I saw that going around. They're like, what a crybaby. I'm like, no, fucking stay away.
Go to Hotlanta. Have a great time.
Go see the Falcons. Like, we don't care.
And not for nothing, if you're Goodell, do you really want to step foot in Boston?
You just missed that whole conversation.
I know. No, I heard it. No, but I'm saying, like... Like, no, I did not miss it. I am just like, no, like, you really have to wrap your mind around this. You really, really do. If I were him, I wouldn't be going to no hockey game, no basketball game. Like, he better not even step foot in Massachusetts.
He's not. He's going to stay in Atlanta.
Right. I know.
If you're Roger Goodell, you don't want to step in New England, and you also don't want to have to hand that trophy over on the Super Bowl Sunday to a certain person.
But the rest
not
of us
stay, but I can't. The rest of us can't wait to see that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think he's. I don't know. Why isn't he fired by now?
Because apparently he's doing good at keeping those rapists and beaters in there.
NFL politics.
Yep.
All about politics.
It is. Mm-hmm. He makes $30 million a year. He ain't going nowhere.
Being a commissioner of a league that's only losing people watching it. You know, I mean, you have the good teams, New England or what have you, but then you have these teams that suck. I mean, you could get a ticket to the Cleveland Browns game for $5 this season.
Stop it.
They couldn't pay people to go watch that game.
Stop.
Mm-hmm. If you watch, even in San Francisco,
yeah.
No one goes to those games. Sorry, Bridget's friends. But, like, you
know,
it's
too expensive and too far from
and
them
it's
anyway.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because, well, and they've changed things. Like, do you really think they really cared about the Kansas City fans that they moved the game on Sunday because of an ice storm? They moved it later in the day. I mean, I just feel like it's for ratings, knowing that everybody, Monday was a holiday and more people might watch it.
Right, prime time.
Exactly.
So, all of the games, almost all of them, or all of them, did they all...
This past weekend.
They all won by field goals?
For the most part. I mean, it was a field goal heavy weekend. I feel like everyone... But,
The Cowboys and the
Cowboys
Packers were
and the,
huge.
Yeah.
They that was crazy.
Won literally
oh, that was
by,
a game. That was quite the game. It gave me the anxiety.
That was a great game.
Yeah.
That was a great game.
They were literally winning by field goals. Like, that last game.
And then they were so behind that I was like, there's no way they're going to come back up.
And then they came back.
And then they came back up. And then
they
tied.
Rodgers was unbelievable in that game.
I couldn't.
Like, unbelievable.
I left, and I was like, well, this game's going nowhere. And then I'm sitting there watching it at home. I'm like, I couldn't stop, like, watching. I'm like, can you believe this shit right now? Yeah. Oh, my nuts. God.
It was completely crazy.
Yeah.
I learned a new term, actually. You know what? I know a lot of football. I've been watching it my whole life and whatnot and have been exposed. But I learned a new term during the Cowboys game. Icing the kicker.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when calling a timeout before, right when the kicker is about to kick the field goal and it's just timed perfectly. And then, did you notice, I don't know if you guys were watching the game, did you notice when he went for his second attempt?
Swayed a little bit?
It did, but also the lineman in the back is like jumping up and down.
Yes,
I was like, okay, that wasn't obvious or anything, but
I was like, when they called that and they were like, timeout, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Well, that was like, that was good strategy right there.
Oh, yeah, but I was like, this is the second fucking game I've watched where this has happened. Like, it's by a field goal. They've won by a field goal.
Right.
You know, but the debate is whether or not icing the kicker is good sportsmanship or great strategy. Bad sportsmanship or great strategy?
I'd go with strategy on that.
In that league, it's strategy.
Would you be like, well, that's a crybaby move, or like, that's a shitty move? Yeah. Or would you... All
right. Not when it comes down to that. Not when it's like you're down to the wire, you're down to that.
Now, I bet you if that had happened in the, like, you know, the regular season, that wouldn't even have been a thing.
Right.
Right. Now that it's like everything's on the line now.
It was great game calling. I mean, they had, what, 3 seconds on the clock?
Mm-hmm.
And they were... Did they go back? It was great.
Yeah, it was. So... That happened this weekend, and we actually watched it on... We actually watched the Patriots game at Stones.
We did.
And it was your birthday!
It was
B-side's birthday.
I did not get a big booty hoe.
You did not.
No.
You did not.
No one was there.
But we were... I know. We went early.
We did. We thought we were gonna we thought it was gonna be jam packed.
Not so much.
And there was no one there.
Weekend might be a different story.
Exactly. Right. But it was like,
of course,
it was an obvious. You know, it's like we go early, get a seat, and then all of a sudden there's no one there. But if we would have won at 7, it would have been freaking packed.
Exactly.
Or something.
Oh, exactly.
It was definitely, you know. So it was a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. And then Bridget, we were able to we were talking, and her initials came up. And I was like, oh, my God, your initials are Bae. B-A-E. And I was like, you're a Bae. You're before anyone else. And then, like, no, you're the OG Bae. So that's what Bridget is. She is the OG Bae.
I have never even thought about it.
Bae.
Never thought Bae. About it
When
before.
She ever said her initials, I was like, oh, my God, that's Bae.
Didn't even process to me. Didn't even channel, like... I was like, no, that's spelled wrong. And then I was like, oh, no, it's not.
It's like, shit. No way.
I was saying boo. Like, oh, I was saying bae before anyone else. So Bridget
like
is the OG bae.
Totally sticking.
35 years strong, man. 35 years.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
Oh, yeah. And also, special guest on Saturday evening, I spent the evening with Mr. E.
Yes, you did.
Yes.
You did.
He sat in between us.
Yeah.
So conversation with you was a little struggle. So I texted you from time to time.
Yeah.
Because there were two women next to me that Jamie had to explain how a fucking hamburger worked. I was like, what is happening? Then apparently she had the same allergy as Jamie's familiar with this allergy and all this stuff. I'm like, I can't hear this conversation right now. I am too sober for this. Yep. There was... multiple drinks?
So, it was. It was,
but I was sober. I was sober the entire weekend. I stayed sober the entire weekend.
Well, because we stayed for so many hours, and then if we're averaging a drink an hour, it's not like you're gonna...
I will say this, though. I did take a birthday shot right as we were about to walk out the door, and when we got halfway up the hill, I was like, whoa, shouldn't have taken that shot.
Yep, you're feeling it.
Oh, man, I feel that. That hurts.
So, you liking Mr. E?
I enjoy Mr. E. He has gotten to the point where he is now harassing me on Snapchat. they apparently have a hashtag for them.
Oh! A couple hashtag.
I love the couple hashtag.
Like, oh, see? Thank you.
How come I don't have one?
Wait, here's...
I love it!
It's called Patisha.
Yes.
I don't agree with it.
Listen, Bae. It's fine. I like the
Patricia. I don't agree with Patricia.
He came up with it, which I think is even
better. So now what he's doing is he's going to like cafepress.com and making t-shirts and sending me screenshots and like, and if you purchase this one, we'll give you this one for free. And I'm like, and then he put one with their picture on it and hashtag Patricia. And I was like, if you're around at Fiesta time, I want that t-shirt. I'm like, I'm just saying, buddy. So then he and I joined forces. Actually, it's not he and I joined forces. He was just stuck in the middle of it.
Literally.
She told him that he was mean about something. She explained to me what he said. And I was like, that's not mean at all. And she's like, no, it's mean. I'm like, no, it's really not. So she went to the bathroom. And I was like, listen, buddy, you're A-OK in my book. Like, yeah. I'm like, I heard that thing that she said you were mean about. You're not mean. I'm like, just broaden her horizons.
OMG right now.
If you know what I mean, Joey.
And then holiday talk. What's this?
What?
You had matching shirts, which we talked about.
Oh, they're already talking about holidays together. And Halloween costumes.
It's, we'll be here before we know it.
It's January. Exciting.
Patricia is excited.
It's January.
Christy is already on board with Patricia.
I just can't get. I can't get on board with the whole like. Let's pick out our Halloween costumes now. You know,
not for nothing. Not Halloween is your Super Bowl, so all of a sudden you're against it.
My Halloween's been my Super Bowl, but as you can tell, I haven't won the Super Bowl in a bunch of years. So you know, there's that.
But also, let me bring this up, which I thought was very good, and which was really great conversation. So, Bridget wanted to get a male's perspective on how to write a profile on dating sites. Mm-hmm. So she had asked him, "What do you look for? What is it that I should post?" And you know, he was telling her, short and sweet, nothing too long. Yeah. And then I said, okay, fine. Then what'd you think of mine when you saw mine? He's like, oh, yours was like, no bullshit. I was like, yep, basically. But he gave some really great perspectives on the male perspective of online dating and profiles and what guys are looking at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because pretty much they're not looking at much. They're like, hit those bullet points and be done with
it. You got 4 sentences max, I think.
Yeah, before you lose
right. it. You know what I mean?
Right. No,
like, pictures.
Right. And then you lose a guy's attention.
Like I said,
a very short, expensive attention spans.
I won't be doing any of that anytime soon, so, you know, there's that.
But you have some perspective and you'll know what to do.
Yeah, in like 2018.
No. It'll happen this year.
It's the year of the unicorn.
It is the year of the unicorn, but the year of the unicorn is shooting out like pitter patters and sparkles.
It's January 18th. I know. 18 days into 2017.
Yeah, but since it's been 18 long days
already.
Oh yes, man. I was like going into this all hot and ready, and then all of a sudden it's like,
it'll come. It'll babe, you gotta give it some time.
Yeah, and then I'm like thinking I got like 3 weeks. I'm like, oh, I could totally do this. And then this growth happened on my face. I'm like, what am I, 12 again? What the fuck? What is this? It's like a fucking unicorn horn trying to grow out my nose. My nose is already big enough. I don't need another one.
It's your New Year's it. I got Christmas one.
It's my stress blister. And I'm fucking there you go away, man.
So then, so also this weekend, I went to a concert.
You did?
I did. I went to go see Kings of Leon, which was really great. You know, I'll be really honest about it. I've only knew the 2 songs that they have on the radio. But beyond those 2 songs, they don't sound like the same band. They are almost like a 80s hair rock band gone modern.
Really?
But yeah, they're rock.
I would never have
known about that. They're a rock band. So cool. They're definitely like, you can just like, wait, you know, shake your head and move your hair around to this type of music. So we went. And it started to fill in kind of late, right? We went to the garden. And I would say the average demographic was everybody was in their 30s and 40s. That was definitely the predominant age.
Millennials have no patience for bands that break up and then get back together and then have family issues. Sorry, Oasis did it in the 90s. Kids don't have tolerance or patience for that anymore.
So, 30s, 40s, so no problem. So, you know,
perfect age group.
Yeah, right? So then all of a sudden, how many concerts do you smell people stoking up, right? Token up. So all of a sudden, we smell token up. We're like, oh, someone's token, you know? So all of a sudden, we see a big cloud of smoke. I thought I was at Snoop Dogg all over again. And the cloud of smoke was coming right next to where the security would have been.
Oh.
Okay?
Would have been.
Would have been.
Operative word.
Well, the security is still standing. I was like, how is everyone missing this right now?
You sure it wasn't a vapor?
Oh, no. From where we were, the blunt was so big, you could see the orange tip. It was a couple in their mid-60s.
I love it.
It's pretty great.
So
life goals, right?
So,
I'm just going to show up with a weed pen.
They had no care in the world. They were old-fashioned, blunting up, and orange. It was hilarious to watch, actually.
Do I need to give you education on what to say?
Blunt up.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean. I don't have to be politically correct when it comes to this shit.
I'm not saying politically correct, but you gotta be. If you're gonna talk all street smart and shit with your head nod and shit,
they're token
you
up.
That right.
They're token up. And you would think, and so anybody in their 30s, right, would have had a vape pen. I would have had something a little bit more discreet.
Like a one-hitter?
Exactly. Nope, there was a freaking cloud of smoke coming right next to it. So
hey, those hippies
hilarious.
Are doing it right, man.
So we also noticed that there was this kid that was going from like seat to seat, wanting to get in the better. Seat jumper. He was by himself and also taking selfies of him, just himself. So do you go to concerts by yourself?
No.
Okay, is that weird? Do you think it'd be weird to go to a concert by yourself?
He's a guy. So it's a little different when you're a guy as opposed to a female going to a concert by yourself.
Why?
Safety reasons.
Oh. And it would depend on the venue and the band, too. But
yeah.
I guess I just don't feel... Like, I feel like a concert's like a fun like group thing but I would never do it by myself.
To kill people, yeah.
Would you ever go to like an Avril Lavigne concert by yourself?
No. I wouldn't spend the money.
What if a guy... In their 50s, went to an Avril Lavigne concert. Would you think that was weird?
Sketchy.
Mr. E didn't go.
Capital sketchy.
No, he knows someone. He knows someone.
I was like, great. I'm saying sketchy.
No. He knows someone that went to an Avril Lavigne. What's her name?
Avril Lavigne.
Thank you. And I think he said, do you say Taylor Swift? By himself.
No.
That's creepy. That's like creepy, right?
Yeah. It's a little creepy, but the thing is, if he's a fan of the music and stuff like that, and no one else wants to go with him, why miss out because no one else wants to go with you?
I know. Avril Lavigne.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just, God.
Like, out she's still relative, like relevant. This is shocking.
I don't know.
Hmm.
So, this brings my next question. Do you, and I'm sure, I don't know, would you go to movies by yourself?
Yes.
Okay, have you, Bridget, have you ever been to movies by yourself?
Yep. I started doing that maybe 4 or 5 years ago. A whole new world.
I never have, but I
will. I never have either. So, Mr. E does, mm-hmm. and he has, and he's a huge, and I figured that you would, because you are a huge moviegoer, right?
I used to go with your brother-in-law.
Right. Mike is he's a huge movie goer as well.
But we'd also have to debate on what movie to go see. Like, it'd have to be... That's why I'm like, if I want to go see this movie, I'm going to go see it by myself.
See, I've never done that.
Would you go to dinner by yourself? Like, dinner to a bar?
Oh, no. To a bar, yeah, no problem.
I have.
Ooh, I finally did that, by the way.
Yeah, it's invigorating.
I do it all. Terrifying. I mean, if I know the... No, because if it's like going to Stones, I know Jamie, I will... Go to Seaport. I know the people there. Yeah. I go to familiar places, yes. and I will.
Right,
no
but
problem.
The thing was, that was one of the biggest things that it was like a huge like stepping stone in the right direction for me. Like, and especially I lived in New Hampshire by myself. Like, I had after I broke up with Peter, there was like no one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be like, okay, Thursday, I'm gonna go to sushi and I'm gonna do this. And actually, like, I made friends and it was great. But I totally think everybody should try it in their life.
I mean, I went to Stone's, but Jamie wasn't there.
Right.
It was one of the nights that he had swapped out with somebody. But that still all worked out for me.
Yeah, Stone's is great. I think, like, a safe place. And I feel like Seaport would be a safe place for me, too.
Right. Right. Exactly.
But, like, movies... And I told this to Mr. E. The only problem I have with going to a movie by myself is if I have to go to the bathroom mid-movie, I literally have to take everything I have and go. Because you can't... The way the bathrooms are set up, it's so far away, someone could easily take your stuff
right
while you're gone. Right. That's the only downside. But you know, if you know you're going to the movie by yourself, you just don't drink like soda or water like until the movie has started. That way by the time the movie's over, you're like, all right, gotta go.
Yeah. I don't know. I know it's very common. I think it's a very common thing for people to do.
It's very weird the first time out because you're like, oh my god. But then you're like, oh, wow, this is great. Because you don't have to worry about, oh, let's pick the middle. Let's pick this side. Let's do this. Let's do that. Pick the seat you want and you sit in it.
Yeah.
And then you hope no one sits next to you because for some odd reason, every time I sit in the movie theater, it could be an empty theater. These people always pick row to sit in next to me. I'm like, I'm not even in the right spot for this movie. What are you doing?
I picked a bad seat, so I'm not even, myself.
I'm like, I'm near the aisle, so I can run to the bathroom if I have to. Why are you near me?
Exactly.
Get out of my bubble.
I don't like when people sit around me. Even
overcrowd, hate it.
Yeah, totally. So in other news as well, yesterday, Betty White turned 95.
Yes, she did. She's still alive.
She is. She is, and I don't think she's going anywhere anytime soon.
No, I don't think so. She's doing all right.
Yeah, she's doing great. So it's, again, as we all know, it's one of Tyler's favorite people.
That is true. I think she's almost everybody's favorite person.
Oh, absolutely.
She just brings a smiley face.
Yeah, and yeah. I feel like
she's a golden girl.
Yes,
I love them.
I have one of the little figurines, but I only have Sophia at my warehouse, and she just sits there with her little handbag and like, oh, you're just so cute. Like, I love you.
She's great.
I miss her.
And then in other news, this is more local and this is Gloucester news, but it's all over everywhere about the coyote.
Yeah.
Killing a dog on Rocky Neck, and that's very sad. And, Do they... No, the coyote's still out there.
Yes.
So... It's like Facebook blow up, by the way.
It really is.
That I shared the video of the coyote on the porch today.
Right. Yeah.
And did you see the video of the coyote on the porch?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Whose porch?
On Harrison Ave. Someone's porch. Like they were, and the slider.
During daylight.
Oh, the coyote was like on the deck.
Oh my gosh.
Oh. And it's like a, you know, it's a heavily populated neighborhood near like, you know, the back of it is the industrial park. But.
Size of Tukey.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was a good size of coyote.
So in episode 43. Of Alicia Unleashed. You can go and check back. It was in A Baby Makes Four with Sam Barrett. We talked about my run-in with the coyote back in October. And we talked about hazing. And a lot of people have been posting, we should kill them all. That's not going to help. Yes, this coyote apparently that attacked, mauled the dog, was not scared of the human. But I don't think the human was making a lot of noise. I don't know. I read the article from the GD Times, and I was like, oh, Christ, this guy. Because, you know, I have so much love for that man in his articles. But a lot of people have been like, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to not put your trash out, like leave it out overnight, which is always my argument, because when I walk through Taylor Street and Friend Street, those trash bags are ravaged in the morning when I walk.
Right.
And I know a lot of people put them out like Sunday afternoon.
I always do it in the morning right before they come.
Yeah, I do the same thing. I do it right after I walk my dog because I don't want an animal to get in there because knowing my luck, they'll fucking empty the whole entire bag. Mm-hmm. So once again, you come across a coyote, make as much noise as possible, loud, screaming, stomping, jingle your keys. If it continues to approach you, you know, find a stick, find something to scare it off.
Yeah.
Apparently, everyone and their uncle has come into the met this coyote that doesn't care for, or is not scared by people. I'm like, where did you find this coyote? Someone even shared a Good Morning Gloucester video of a coyote walking down the street in pure daylight. I'm like, that was from like 2 years ago. Why are you sharing that now?
Yeah.
Mm. It's like that. Look at these blind shares of things. It's like, look at the article date. Look at the date.
That's when
the
someone's article. Died, like a celebrity has died, and it comes back and they share it three
later. Or it's birthday. I'm like, their birthday's in June. It's December.
Right.
So, yeah, that sucks. But I mean, a lot of people are like, we should kill them all. It's like, well.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we could ever, that's not really the answer, and I don't think we can ever kill all the coyotes on the island off.
Right.
But I do feel like it's becoming a very big issue. They're moving into neighborhoods that they were never in. I live in East Gloucester, and they're in my yard. You can hear them at night, whatever. We do, you know, we live near a field.
Mm-hmm.
But my parents live in Central Gloucester, right near the high school. There's not one wooded area near them, and now they're there. So I just feel like they're just maybe overpopulating. And then maybe something else has to be done, but I don't think we're not going to kill off coyotes. But
right.
And did you guys read that other article? I think it was in Good Morning Gloucester, and hopefully it wasn't like an old post, but about the coy wolf, like a new like hybrid of coyotes and wolves, actually like populating, which is crazy.
Wow.
No. I know. Oh, is that the one that can jump 8-foot fences and stuff like that?
Yeah, actually, it's in, I forget where, but there was a problem, I think at, like, New Britain or something like that, of them, but.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the coyotes, if it hadn't gone after the dog and it hadn't gone, actually, for the woman, I think we wouldn't have even been talking about coyotes. Actually, the week that we interviewed Mr. Beardo, his cat went missing. And that was around the same time that I saw the coyote.
And the cat never came back?
Cat never came back.
Oh, poor kitty.
Sad. You know, but there's been a bunch of cats out here that, you know, have been missing.
Mm. Yeah.
The coyote would never get my mom's cat because it's too fat to get in his mouth.
Oh, my God.
It's
like, seriously, bleh. That's like the fattest cat ever.
I try to push it out into the middle of the road, but everyone thinks it's a speed bump, so it stops. A raccoon. Just kidding, PETA. I did not abuse my mother's cat. She is well fed.
She's the fattest cat ever.
She is the fattest cat ever.
So, Christy, do you bring your lunch to work every day?
I do.
You do. So, how many bags or purses do you use for work? Do you have just a specific... Do you have specific bags for work or your lunch or when you go to work? What's your purse load look like?
So, I have my regular purse. Like that, my wallet and cell phone, whatever. And then I have my lunch bag, but I also eat my breakfast as I drive. So then I have my separate like bag for breakfast as well, which is just like a regular bag. So, but I will say like that lunch bag is because, you know, I try to eat healthy. I cook all day on Sunday. So it's just like everything's smushed in there. Mm-hmm. Then you have the water bottle. What do I do with the water bottle? I can't get it into the bag.
Right.
But I work with someone who has literally 5 bags.
And what do they use them for?
All her liquids, like she has shakes and powder drinks. Yes. Wow. You know,
bags for liquids.
Bags for liquids. Yes. She wouldn't mind me talking about her. She know if she listens, she'll know exactly that it's her. But.
Interesting.
Huh?
Why does people? Are you over bagging?
I don't think Bridget does.
I have an obsession with bags.
Of lunch bags?
No.
I need a better one, so I would take recommendations.
So, I went to Family Dollar, and they actually have, like, those coolers, like the 18-can coolers.
Yeah. Really? At Family Dollar?
Yeah. I bought it for, like, $7.
Nice.
And it's purple and pink and gray. It's really pretty. But I stack all of my food in there for the day. I mean, sometimes, because I get up so early... Sometimes I'm just super lazy, so I'll hit the snooze or I'll be like, I'll wait until my Fitbit wakes me up. And then I'm like, crap, I'm rushing around for breakfast. So sometimes I'll bring my breakfast in there, but I'll have my lunch in there and I'll have all my snacks. Usually like yogurt and fruit and stuff like that. But yeah, it's like a little square. It looks like a little tiny cooler.
Yeah, I can picture an 18.
And it's a cloth one. So I have that. Then I have my work tote. Get out of there. Hey, get further! Get! Tyler!
Stealing.
Food. Feed your kid. So then I have my tote bag, which, you know, pretty much has my day planner. It has an emergency, like, nail cuticle kit. It also has, like, a filer.
Who needs an emergency nail file and cuticle
kit? On the go, like, wherever you need it. In my work tote.
In my work tote. Because I also
have one. Faye has a work tote.
I have one for the car, too.
A nail cuticle kit or a tote?
A nail cuticle kit. I have little makeup bags for my car. Remember that time when I super glued my fingers together today? Yeah, that little kit came in handy today. Just thought I'd let you know.
Because that's so normal for people to super glue their fingers together.
What, you've never done that before?
Yeah, on purpose, just to see what would happen.
Oh, see, no, I never do things on purpose. They just incidentally happen. I'm like, all right, great, you're the unicorn, great. I also have tweezers, I have mirror, I have hand sanitizer, I have a knife, then I have a knife in the car, and then I have...
How big is the work tote?
It's a Land's End work tote.
Oh.
One of those, like, beach bag kind of... Not those massive beach
bags. But why wouldn't you just leave it at work?
Because it has my wallet in it if I leave it at work. Because it's got all these goodies in it. I don't want anyone to take it. So then I also have my laptop bag.
Kevin Bacon is so confused right now. So we're up to
three bags right now. Yeah. An 18 can cooler, a work tote, and your laptop bag.
Yep. Every morning, I carry my water bottle on my pinky, as well as, thank God I have a keyless car nowadays. So, but still, sometimes I'll put that in my tote. And then I shut the trunk, and then my car goes meh meh, and I'm like, damn it, I locked my keys in the car. So then I have to go on my app and unlock my car, and it's like, ugh, I tried.
So I just go to, you know, work with my purse.
See, but
this is my lunch bag. I thought I was bad, but wow.
But like the thing is, if I was to have a purse, it's like it would have to be a big purse, and it'd have to have all this
purse
stuff in case of emergency.
She'd have to get a third nail cuticle kit.
I thought about it.
Oh, my Lord.
Just to have one in my warehouse, just in case I don't have my bag, but, you know.
So, Kevin Bacon.
Yes.
Do you call it?
You go from Christy to Kevin Bacon.
So, what are your word choices? So, do you call it a purse, a handbag, a bag, a pocketbook? What do you call your bags?
I usually don't say purse, but I'll say, I usually say bag, I think. No, maybe I say
Do you
purse.
Say pocketbook?
I don't say pocketbook. That's
See,
what
I do say pocketbook still. Is that old school?
Yeah, that's old lady. It reminds me of my mom and her pocketbook.
my purse or my pocketbook?
I would say purse or bag.
I would say bag, because I feel like everyone would know, like, you know, when you're like, oh, hey, can you hand me my bag? Oh, sure, here you go.
Yeah.
Like, can you hand me my purse? I would say that.
Purse is just...
Or you can say, hi, can you hand me my pocketbook?
Can I have my handbag, please? Not my work tote, but my handbag. I brought four today, thanks.
So what do you call it, Bridget?
Bag.
Everything's a bag?
Sometimes, like, when I'm talking to my mom, I'm like, oh, can you hand me my purse or something like that?
Yeah.
But my mother has been like, oh, can you get this out of my pocketbook? I'm like, what are you, 30,000 years old? Stop that.
I call a pocketbook. I don't mind it.
It's weird.
So, we have some new trends that are happening. One old trend, one new trend.
So many trends coming back.
A lot of trends. So I mean, every year something comes back. We either have the 90s, the 70s, the 80s,
The
90s something.
Are coming back. Which, the 90s were technically the 70s coming back. So... very confused as to what's happening.
So what era is actually coming back?
Yeah, like the bodysuits with the snaps and the little vagina area. I'm like, why would you do that?
Those are coming back.
Those are back.
I saw them at like Walmart and Target or something.
Yeah, they're back. Rihanna's been wearing them. Kardashians.
So
been
scrunchies are back?
Scrunchies are back.
They are.
Yes. The college, I actually heard this morning. College kids are buying the crap out of scrunchies.
What, because it's new to them?
Probably, and because everything's like nostalgia, but also those little tattoo wire chokers.
I feel like we're old.
Yeah.
Like those young kids are now going back to what we wore in our 20s.
And that's what they're doing.
Well, I was not in my 20s at that point. I was in my teens.
Yeah, me too. I was thinking college, like 2021, but wow.
Yeah.
I don't know how my parents felt.
yeah, those little tattoo chokers are coming back. I actually saw someone yesterday wearing three of them. I'm like,
That's not necessary.
That's exactly what I was
saying. So you're saying that males are wearing chokers?
Yes.
What? No.
Yes.
No.
Paris Fashion Week, actually. No. Yep. Paris Fashion Week. I forget which designer it is, but all of his male models were wearing leather, like, thin chokers.
Okay.
Like the rawhide chokers.
How do I say this without...
Offending people? Why are you starting now?
Were they gay?
No, they're models.
I really don't see any straight person wearing... I really just don't see a straight guy wearing a fucking choker with a t-shirt.
I honestly don't see gay guys wearing chokers.
Stop right there. You probably could think of three or four off the top of your head.
No. I was going to say, not those kind of chokers. My apologies. I have seen many a straight man and many a gay man wearing those different kinds of chokers. And yes, that's what I'm talking about. But those fashionable chokers, I can't see any of my gay friend, like gay men.
How about straight friends? Can we see Gary wearing chokers? Oh, my God. That would be amazing. And you know what? I can see Gary just doing it to take a picture just to get a rise. I'd be like, how do you like my choker?
Yeah. Him and Lenny doing it.
I was going to say my brother.
Oh, totally.
Just as for shits and giggles one Saturday night, you know? They're like, hey, Christy, look at this.
Yeah. Totally.
Yep.
There's no reason for the choker to come back, whether it be male or female, I feel like.
There was no use for the choker.
No.
No use.
Do you remember when they used to have like something hanging off of the jewel?
Oh, my gosh. Remember the shirts that just had the one little icon? Like, usually it was the heart. Yes. Like, Adina Howard. Those are, I saw that come back with a pineapple the other day.
A freak in the morning, a freak in the evening, just like me.
Yeah.
I need a roughneck.
Yeah, you say
Adina Howard, and that's exactly what comes to my mind.
That's the only thing that should come to your mind, because, you know, even though Pitbull did sample it last year.
He did?
Yes.
He did?
Yes. And actually, have you heard the new song, what is it? The one by Machine Gun Kelly, where they are literally covering Fastball. Fastball has not been popular since 1997. Mm-mm. And it's the girl from Fifth Harmony and some rapper.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. I was like, and when the song first played, I'm like, are they singing Fastball? Is Fastball aware of this?
I'd probably know if I heard it at this point.
Yeah, I'll play it for you after hours.
Okay. So, at Market Basket, or at the, I guess, anywhere you shop, people leaving their basket in the middle of the aisle while they're shopping. So you mean like their shopping cart, or do you mean like their...
No, they're literal little hand basket that you walk in, you grab the little basket because you're only grabbing a few items.
Right.
Leave it right in the middle of the friggin' aisle, and you walk halfway down the aisle.
Is that a thing? It's meant for your hands. Why would you do that?
Supposed to leave hands. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It's a hazard.
I was grocery shopping early Sunday morning. And this happened to me. I'm like, is this fucking for real? Is this what you people do in the morning at the grocery store?
No, I've never even seen that at all.
My afternoon people don't do this kind of thing.
I've never seen that.
Was it Market Basket or Ghetto Shoppers?
It was Stop and Shop.
Oh, whoa. Stop and Shop?
Stop and Shop.
Stop and Shop would never have those type of derelicts in there.
Oh, they did.
Oh.
Yes. And she looked all
this is an outrage.
She looked early morning thing.
She looked well put together with her leggings and her knee high boot.
Did she have a choker on?
I don't think so. I think it was too cold for that. But I was listening to a podcast while I was grocery shopping, and I'm like, is this woman for fucking real right now? I'm like, can I kick your basket out of the way so I can get to the
not for nothing
soy sauce? Thank you.
In the aisle was probably only her and the fucking.
And me.
And you. And the thing, right? It wasn't like it was Market Basket where there's 10, 15 people to an aisle.
And then they...
Along with people that are stocking the shelves.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Right. I picked the wrong time to do that. Do that in the morning, like, or at night. But, like, people will leave their shopping cart, too, and like walk halfway down. It's like, where?
Well, I have to tell you, I've done the shopping cart thing at Market Basket because you cannot get your cart in the flipping aisle.
Right.
So I have to leave it, and God forbid I miss something while I'm down there, and I come back with like five things.
You're going to do the supermarket sweep thing.
You do. Yes, I get it. Great show, supermarket sweep.
It was so good. Now that we just got Guy Fieri's grocery games, it's like, this is not supermarket sweep. At all.
No, it's not.
Yeah. So I had another woman who was standing, like, her back against one aisle, like, one of the shelves, looking at the other shelf. I'm like, get to the other side of the shelf.
Was it Stop and Shop still?
Yes.
I think that's why.
I only shop at Stop and Shop.
Really?
You don't shop at Market Basket?
Oh, God, no. I don't
or
have
Shaw's?
Enough. I don't have enough Xanax to go to Market Basket.
It all depends on the time. Like,
yeah.
The time of day.
I'm at Market Basket, like, every day.
Nope.
Every time of the day.
I don't see. I don't. I the only mark I do go to Market Basket in Raleigh, like during my lunch hour, because I'm literally right down the street, so that's no problem. The Gloucester Market Basket, I haven't set foot in there. I think I set foot in there
with me. You've gone with me.
Yeah, but that
you
was
went with,
long time ago.
I think you picked up kids that day, not Market Basket.
Yeah, no, I dropped them off, and even the parking lot gave me like anxiety.
Those are my kids, right?
Yes. Yeah. That was the last time she
I believe
here.
She came back saying that those were that was like the birth control without a pill.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
wasn't having children.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah.
All because of Market Basket.
Also, another thing that happened on my 31st birthday is my brother decided to be a glutton for punishment. Just kidding, I love you. And they're having another baby.
Wow.
So I'm gonna be, that's exciting.
I'm going to be TT again.
I'm very excited to see if it's going to be a boy or a girl because your nephew is the cutest thing on the face of this planet.
He is so adorable. He didn't exactly process so they bought him a book called I'm a Big Brother. And his sister was reading it to him because that's her nightly ritual. And she's like, wait, what? I'm confused. What?
Oh.
And so, like, that was their way of telling her, too. So when she was done reading it, she goes, Liam, we're going to have another baby in the house. And he's like, oh, cool. and then she goes, that means that you're going to be a big brother. And he goes, Mom, you're going to have a baby in your belly? And she's like, yeah. And he goes, and so she goes, so do you want it to be a boy or a girl? He goes, I want it to be a girl just like you. And then he like fell down. He's like, watch this. And he went to doing something else. And it was really interesting because the day before, as I've been dealing with some family issues, he loves to call me and talk to me while he's talking to Alexa.
Can we
I literally have to be on the phone listening to him give Alexa commands. I'm like, this is
can
I'm
we,
working
kid. Can we revisit Alexa?
Okay, I just met Alexa for the first time on New Year's.
Okay, listen. All right, tell me about your experience with Alexa. Do you like her or Siri better?
Well, Alexa was all right. I mean, we just did a lot of yelling at Alexa.
Like, what were you... Like, because she's so frustrating, first of all.
She is.
She doesn't...
She's kind of rude, by the way.
Nothing. I haven't gotten anything back. I would rather get rude from her. So, tell me. Tell me your experience with Alexa.
It was a lot of asking to play songs.
If you have Pandora, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Because if you have Amazon Prime, you can access, like, any song.
The Prime Music,
hey, Alexa,
yeah.
Play...
Yes,
so
they have Amazon Prime. The post that I was at has Amazon Prime.
Okay, all right, so yeah. And then what was she rude about? Like, she actually gave you lip? Because I've been waiting for
her. They asked her about, it was a joke or something, and she said, like, you should know that I don't know about that or something like that. The thing is, like, you yell, so they have a baby, and I felt like I said, your baby's going to think her name's Alexa after tonight. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Alexa, do this, Alexa, you know?
Yeah. I'm not loving her. So at first I thought it was
cool.
Did
she order a book for God for Mr. E yet?
No.
So the running joke is when she was talking about Alexa, I was like, oh, I bet you. She's like, I'm sorry. Here's a book about waiting for God or Oh God with George Burns. You know? Because Alexa happens to be hanging out in someone's bedroom.
Oh. So you have Alexa?
No.
Mr.
E does.
We don't have Alexa.
So, you know, hey, Alexa, you know, what's the weather? She'll tell you. She doesn't come up with clever things if she doesn't know the answer.
Mm.
You know, hey, are
She's
you
pretty
friends?
Monotone.
Are you friends with Siri? I get nothing. You know, anything.
She don't want to talk about it.
No, she doesn't want to talk about anything.
She don't want to talk about her friendship
with
Siri.
We get all the time. All I get is, I do not understand that command. I do not understand what you just said. I do not understand. I'm like,
is it because you say not for nothing?
No, she sucks. Flat out. I don't even have an iPhone. I don't even have any Apple products, and I like Siri. Even my Google gives me shit more than Alexa does. Mm-hmm. I was even thinking about getting a Dot, you know, Alexa Dot, and now I don't. I don't want her. She kind of sucks.
Do they have the Alexa Tower or the Alexa Dot?
Dot.
Yeah. We have the Alexa Tower. Mm-hmm. I don't really know the difference between both Alexas. But
I think one is just the Dot and one's the Tower. Oh. One's just smaller. They do the same thing. They're hooked up to the same stuff. I mean, it's just the way that it is. One's a lot more expensive than the other. But yeah.
Yeah, my nephew, he's like, how come you don't have an Alexa yet? I'm like, because I don't want the government. I mean, the government already listens to me. I don't need the government to listen to me anymore.
Like, bay.
Well,
bay.
So, interesting thing.
Tasha.
Yeah. Interesting thing is that also while I was here on Sunday, I went back through the Good Morning Gloucester Alicia Unleashed archives to kind of remove someone's digital footprint from Google. And
you just lost me at digital footprint.
What? I had to go back and change somebody's name because they were being Googled.
Oh.
And somehow they came across the Alicia Unleashed because their name was on 20 episodes. So the only problem is that we are also featured on iTunes, which, by the way, if you listen on iTunes, please go and rate us 4 stars. Thank you. That's my executive producer moment. But Stitcher Radio also has us, but the problem is those are archived and I cannot access those. I tried so hard. I was like, whew, at least there's only like one or two of my name now that come up in Google.
Right.
Dating prospects just got a little bigger.
Woo! B-side.
Yes, yes, yes.
So you have a closer for us?
I do. Yeah, let me.
What are we at, by the way?
We're at 51 minutes.
Woohoo! Oh, that's pretty good.
Yep.
That's pretty amazing.
From Coyotes to football.
Holy shit, we got a lot done, dude.
To Patisha.
Patisha? And Mr. E? We have so much. So now we have to think of a name for you and Gary. I'm so really surprised you don't have a hashtag.
I'm gonna get on that.
Well, it has to be bacon something. Like Gary Bacon or I don't know. Like, you know, she's really good. Like, she tried, right? She tried on one and she was trying to sell us on Hamilcox. But if you don't notice, anything that you put my last name in with is not going to sound great. So you can't put Cox pretty much in anything. I understand it's only 3 letters, but if you try to do anything with Cox, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah. Can't you just be Petal?
Petal?
Yeah, P-E-T-A-L.
No, Patisha's it.
Oh, come on.
There are t-shirts being made for Fiesta 2017.
Which, by the way, my girl Lena's coming for Fiesta 2017.
I'm very excited. She's going to be on the podcast.
And Alicia's like, don't get arrested. I'm like, please. In the 9 years I was out there, did I get arrested?
But it's Gloucester.
It's the year of unicorn. You're going to be wearing a choker. And might get arrested.
You need to wear the Patisha t-shirt with the choker.
Yeah.
And you're going to be arrested.
Oh, and I'm going to wear like those cut-off like jean shorts that show like thigh and stuff. Because by that point, I'm going to be smoking hot.
There we go. Perfect.
But you know what? I feel like if I ever got arrested, I'd just throw my girl Michelle at them and be like, here, go to Pond Road. Go now. Go now. It'll be fine, Michelle. We'll come and get you later. Michelle, get her Puerto Rican face
on. She just went there. Oh, shit. She just went there.
Two seconds before the closer, and look what happened.
I know. We were doing so good, too.
This is not going to be a hidden episode. I don't give a shit.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Always a good time. What's happening when you call her by Kevin? I'm like, what?
It is Alicia Unleashed, episode 52. We had a lot to talk about. Don't forget, tune in to the Patriots this weekend with the Steelers. And sorry, not sorry, Craig, but something's coming your way.
Woo!
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing, we are.